Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on Speed Bunny. That's 90.7 FM, WGXDA for Catskill Hudson, and on my website, wavefarm.org. I'm your host today, DJ.
This is Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The third annual Latinx Parade and Festival will be held in the city of Hudson on Saturday, September 17th. The parade will step off from 7th Street Park at 1 p.m. and move down Warren Street to the river. At 2 p.m., the fun continues in Waterfront Park with food vendors, artist and craft vendors, as well as live music performances into the evening. Brought to you by Columbia County Sync.
Thank you. future prosper. I don't have to worry about a thing.
I don't love
storms. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, and he's gonna bring me out all right. Yes,
I don't love storms.
It's amazing grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace is gonna lead me home.
I don't.
That's what I told the storm. Winds can't break me. Hallelujah. Shake me. Why? Because I'm standing on a solid rock. Yes, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries. And one of the things that Jesus left us with the word recorded in John 16 and 33. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. That's what I told the storm. Amen. I don't know. Somebody's going through a storm right now. And, you know, someone else said that if you're not going through a storm, you're coming out of a storm. You're not coming out of a storm. You're not going through a storm. You're on your way to a storm. Seems like there's storms in our lives, even when we least expect them. Sometimes we can see them coming. And sometimes they come from nowhere. But guess what? Jesus spoke to the storm. He let the disciples know and lets us know too. He can speak peace in the midst of the storm. That's what I tell my storms. Amen? Amen. Brother Randall Martin, how are you doing this morning? Martin Navy Services, our audio engineer extraordinaire.
I am doing very well on this blessed Sunday, and I hope the same for all of our listeners.
And yes, we do. We hope that things are well or getting better. And we thank God when we give him our best, he can make that better too. So here we go with some of the best music out there today. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got an 8-song line up back to back. 34 minutes of music. Yes, Lord, to minister to the people of God and those who are listening who may not know themselves to be the people of God yet. But we know you're going to get blessed. You stay right there. Don't go nowhere. We got Jesus, I'll Never Forget by Hezekiah Walker and the Azusa, the Next Generation. Never Forget Hezekiah Walker. Never Forget L. Spencer Smith. Never Tasha Layton. You see a theme here, y'all? Never jump ship, amen, by Jonathan McReynolds. Testify, that's our Christian hip-hop for the week. Testify by Eshawn Burgundy. Storm Is Passing Over by Bishop S.Y. Younger. I Honor You, Lady Joy Hill with the T.D. Jakes Church Choir. And then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Let the music play. Listen and be blessed. Jesus, I'll Never Forget.
First time that you're here this morning, let's go back home for a minute. Can you put your hands together? These are songs I grew up singing when I was in church as a kid. And we want to sing something this morning. You need to make some noise right there. If you know it, you can sing along. Songs sound like this. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never.
this broken world is breaking me down. When my tears and knees both fall to the ground. When my questions make me doubt you more than ever. You remind me that your answer's always never. Never forgotten, never forsaken, never abandoned, not for a second. I am safe in your hands, always and forever. You never.
Get even more undignified than this.
When you focus on the sun, you feel the light on your face and your heart gets warm. Remember what he's done, and you feel from the hills that your help will come. But when you focus on the storm, no, everything around is yelling no hope. Your boat is rocking in the dark waves, and it's enough to make you want to jump ship.
Take you off your pulse. Just breathe and let it go. Put the phone down and know God is in control. And let the master of the seas keep you at perfect peace. See, a blessing under pressure. The pressure makes you better. And better gives you hope for where you gotta go. So you don't gotta stop.
Don't let
listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We are listener-supported radio, and we're here for you. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Coming up is a hip-hop song that I selected, and you know, we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. That's a couple of generations, y'all. So, amen, we're not going to fight it. We're going to find it. We found the hip-hop music with the message. The next one coming up is called Testify, and a little dialogue going on in the beginning. So, yeah, the song is going to come, but I want you to listen. This is what so many of our young and not-so-young people are listening to, and it's reaching them with the gospel. Testify, Eshawn Burgundy.
Being a light, the gospel. Yo, this your man?
Yo, man.
Are you serious? You talking Jesus? That's what you're going to decide to do when you first get out of here? Yo, you've been in here for 5 years around all these other men, and now you want to preach some fairy tale? Bro, you're tripping. You know what? I got him. Don't even worry about it. I got a man's on the outside that's going to put you around some nice, wholesome women. You know what I'm saying? I got you, man. Don't worry about it.
Boy, what happened to you? You came in here like a loose cannon, taking anybody that even looked at you wrong.
Now you just saw. Show me know what you saw, man.
Boy, what the Bible say twice. Think he's somebody passing them.
You saying you don't think the Lord could change me? We out here cleaning up this church. You don't think the Lord could do me the same way and clean me up?
Nah!
I'm trying to hear that, man. What you talking about, dog?
Bro, what are you even going to say when you get to it?
Man, truthfully, I ain't even think about that. What would I say?
Okay, Creflo, Joel Osteen, Broke Dollar.
Nighttime, I see diamonds in the sky. Daytime, I see sunlight shining bright. If I'm alive, how can I not testify of your love, your love, your love? Yeah. Your love, your love, your love, yeah. Your love, your love.
They want me to fake it till I make it, I can't. Praying while embracing everything that I am. Reading every shape and every thought in my brain. Suffer for righteousness in the light of this, I profit from pain. Yeah, I'm blessing the people behind closed doors. God set me on fire for these cold walls. Lord, make my desire for your kingdom only. And if I ever change, promise me you'll let them see I'm phony. Convict my family, bring salvation to my homies. Divorcing every wicked thought, we was in matrimony. Keep me from ever bringing shame anywhere near your name. Keep me from going if someone will fall because I can't. I forsake the love of money and all expensive things. Turn my attention to the hungry and never live in vain. Laugh when something's taken from me and never stake my claim. When I die, I can't take nothing but my soul with me. This drug money can't go with me.
Nighttime, I see diamonds in the sky. Daytime, I see sunlight shining bright. If I'm alive, how can I not testify of your love, your love, your love?
Yeah. Your love, your love, your love. Yeah. Your love, your love.
There's a reason God blessed me with a second thought. My first one ain't always right, gotta finesse it off. I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 5. Starting over like the 40 days that caused the earth to die. Lord, give me the capacity of a genius mind. Followed by the sincerity of a lonely child. I'm known for saying passionately, Lord, I mean this. Then I passively pass it up when it's going down. Whenever you're around, no one drowns. Help me not live like a coward on these careless streets. And make an excuse for why I don't obey you when you speak. I know I must disown these things, therefore so I reap. Whether on purpose or unintentionally, the common factor is me. The haunting thought of gnashing teeth. The promises of the cross that's made for all who would believe. I said, God, why would you make yourself available to me? He said, look, you see us talking, this is all I've ever wanted it to be.
Nighttime, I see diamonds in the sky. Daytime, I see sunlight shining bright. If I'm alive, how can I not testify of your love, your love, your love?
Yeah. Your love, your love, your love.
You and me.
Your love, your love, your love.
Nighttime, I see diamonds in the sky. Daytime, I see sunlight shining bright.
If I'm alive, how can I not testify
of your love, your love, your love?
Yeah.
Your love, your love, your love. Yeah. Your love, your love, your love.
Hallelujah, you know the storm is passing over, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, you know the
storm is passing over,
you know the
storm is passing over,
you know the feel like prophesying. That ain't a cliche. That's somebody's word in this. Tell somebody the storm. You know 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 the storm. It won't be long from now.
So I need some praises. Afraid to go public. Start praising him because he's faithful. Praise him. I said, praise the faithful. Oh, tell him, Bishop,
it won't be long from now.
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 Something got to give.
It won't be long from now.
Something got to break.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more days.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more days.
I honor
Because you're God, we honor you right now. I worship you right now. I glorify your name right now, just because you are God. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Well, beloved, I am back, and I have a spiritual social commentary that I want to share for today. You know, a commentary is by definition, or one of the definitions that I found, it's an expression of opinion, an offering of explanation about an event or a situation. And so that's what I do. I offer my opinions and explanations about some of the events that, you know, catch my heart, catch my attention, or that I feel like the Lord is just directing me to talk about. And so today, I want to really talk a little bit about healing and restoration for the people of God. Healing and restoration for the people of God. You know, somebody said, all eyes are on you. You know, somebody's watching you. And somebody else said, you know, if you go looking for a worm, you turn over stones, you're going to find one. So if we're coming to, you know, the church, or we're coming to the Christian community or faith community, and we're looking for things that's wrong, we're looking for things to criticize, we're looking for things to judge, we'll find stuff. Amen. Nobody is perfect. The only one that was ever lived that was perfect was Jesus the Christ, and he was crucified. So who are we, right? I want to talk a little bit about healing and restoration for the church, and especially for pastors. I got a flyer the other day. One of my childhood friends who became a pastor, he was in that number of people who are pastors who just couldn't take it. And he, you know, went into his study and he shot himself in the head because of, you know, some of the stresses of the world and the stresses of life. And then pastoring people. Someone said to me, one of my members said to me so many years ago, she said, "Pastor, I know that God knows how hard it is to pastor people today." Well, beloved, I want you to know that it's always been hard. It's not ever been an easy job. And some of those who, you know, people look at and they see they're, you know, they're making lots of money. They're living, you know, famous and fortune-filled lives. You know, people think that that's what pastoring is. But the majority of pastors, it's like the majority majority of talent dancers or singers or basketball players or baseball players. They're not the people in the headlines. They're just everyday people doing their thing 24/7, right? And trying to do it to the best of their ability. But as pastors, you know, we are called to another standard of loving people, even when we're hurt, even when they don't love us back. And so I really make an appeal today for healing and restoration in the church and for pastors. If you are a pastor or you have a pastor, you know a pastor. Amen. You know, show a little love today. When we look at the Word of God and the Bible and the New Testament, you know, I forget the percentage, 80%, something like that. The majority of the New Testament was written by the Apostle Paul. He was a very learned man. He had been a Jew, was a Jew, and had studied, you know, the Jewish faith and studied with the best of them, right? And then he had this experience and met Jesus the Christ, and it converted him. It converted him, and he began to go about to minister and to build up the community of faith in Jesus Christ and bring people together in fellowship and assembly as the church. And he had problems, okay? He had problems with the Corinthian church. And he had problems with the church in Galatia. There were people, Alexander the coppersmith in 2 Timothy talks about, and he had given him great harm, okay? Not discussed what exactly happened, but did them great harm. And then it was Phygelus and Hermogenes also in 2 Timothy in chapter 1 who had deserted him. You know, and as well as Demas in 2 Timothy. So, you know, it's never been easy. I was reading this morning in a devotional that says relationships are difficult, even with other believers in Jesus. But what matters is faithfulness to God and love for each other. The Word of God tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. We're, you know, we may not say the right thing all the time or do the right thing all the time or get it right all the time, but faithfulness, you know, I mean, try and try and try again. The body of Christ, the church of God, we need healing and restoration, and there's no sense like trying to put it under the rug or not cover it and let some air get to it and heal it. Hallelujah. But the church of God is the not the building, it's the people. And the church is what Jesus is building. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah, I heard somebody say, if you're not having a good day, don't mess up somebody else's. Amen. So, beloved, we need healing and restoration. It matters. What matters? It matters. Being faithful to God and loving each other. Hallelujah. It's about forgiveness. It's about healing. The Apostle Paul experienced tension with other believers. It's seen in his relationships with some church communities and some individuals. And he even got to the point, he said, do I have to commend myself to you? And he says, I don't have to do that. He saw, amen, that he was doing a work that was to change lives in the church, and that should be enough testimony for the believers and the people outside. He wanted them to realize his love for the struggling church and that the love for the struggling church hasn't changed. Amen. Beloved, I just commend my sisters and brothers. We do our God Belong in Our County ministry, and we have, you know, about a 10 or so pastors who have come alongside, and most of them have struggling congregations, older congregations. And, you know, it is out of love for the church. I believe that God gave us the vision for God Belong in Our County because he saw us struggling. Amen. So be encouraged, struggling church. Be encouraged, struggling pastor. Be encouraged, believers in the Lord God. Relationships are not easy, not even among believers. But if we come together in love, God will heal and restore. This is Pastor Kim. I am a perpetual optimist, and you're listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. We have more music. Amen. The Commission by Kane. We're going to play that. And then I have maybe a minute or two to share with you some announcements. So don't go nowhere. Stay right there.
See my hands and look at my feet. It's okay if it's hard to believe. I have faith that you will do greater things. It's my time to go, but before I leave,
goodbye is not the end, beloved. Oh, my Jesus. I wish I had more time to share because I could start preaching right there. But listen, it's almost time for me to go. I just want to say there's a lot going on in our county this weekend, all right? I know the Hudson I got something going on. I'm not sure what. The county fair, Columbia County Fair, is in full swing through tomorrow. Yes, beloved. The Hudson Family Reunion, first annual family reunion. Better get to it, beloved, because after that mosque open up, I'm telling you. So, beloved, amen. Hudson Family Reunion is coming up on next weekend, the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. I'll be out of town celebrating with my mom, her 86th birthday, but I would love to be there. Anyway, I think we're going to have some folk there representing for us. Yes. Back to Church, Back to School Sunday is coming up on September 17th. And the March for Jesus on September 23rd in a community celebration of the gospel, closing out the summer season on September 23rd at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. We're going to have some hip-hop Christian artists with us as well. So, you know, come on out. There's going to be a pop-up boutique, a food tent, a book and table tent, community organization tent. It's going to be a wonderful time. And, of course, we go to tell the world about the love of God. All right. Listen, if you want more information, you can check us out. We now have a Facebook page and it's just not up there. So check it out. God Belongs in Our County on Facebook. I think there's one post on there. If you know how to put stuff on Facebook, let us know. We need your help. Anyway, yeah, it's time for me to go. I want to say happy birthday to all the September babies. I myself being one, my mom as well, my brother as well, Reverend Iris, Reverend, oh my God, so many of my sister friends and brothers too. So happy birthday to all of us. And listen, until we meet again, remember never to forget God loves you. I don't care how great a day, how dark the clouds may be, or how low they hang. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. He ain't going nowhere. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. God bless you until we meet or speak again. Hope to see you. Hope to see you out there.
Don't give up when your heart is weary. Don't give up when your eyes are teary. Don't give up when your voice is trembling. When your life needs mending. Don't give up when the hurt is near you. Don't give up when the world seems to be broken. I'm still hoping with my heart open. For a brighter day. Don't give up when your pride is bruised and don't give up when you feel you're losing. Don't give up in your darkest hour, 'cause you got that power. Don't give up when you feel divided. Don't give up, I'll be by your side. I'm broken, I'm still holding.